Hello, everybody out there. Welcome. This is the Punch Bowl. This is William Repillum's Punch Bowl. I was going to call the show the Red Pill Punch Bowl, but after I deliberated over with Mike, the fact that there's two other shows that have the words Red Pill in them, I decided that maybe I'll try to be a little more original. And so I just truncated my name of my show off by half. So I just chop half the show name off, and now it's just Punch Bowl. What do you guys think? Does that work? So it's the Punch Bowl with William Repillum. I think that's fine and that works. But call me and let me know what you think, because I'm interested in knowing what you think. Your opinion counts and matters to me. In fact, I hope you give me a call tonight, because I'm by myself and definitely want your support, because I'm just getting this show going. It's Friday night, March 31st, the last day of March. It's the end of Q1. Tomorrow begins Q2. And they're probably going to take interest rates and they're going to drive them through the roof starting on April 1st. If you're trying to refinance your house or something, you might have until Sunday. If you want to keep an interest rate around 6% or something. Just saying, you know, because who knows? I have heard things about the interest rates are going to go skyrocket. Starting Q2, but don't take my word for it, because I'm not at work in the finance industry. I fly by the seat of my pants like any other maverick person, and you know, I try to stay apprised of information and use my intuition combined with everything that I've learned about. So anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. To call in, the number is 512-248-8252. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org and give your entire life savings to the station if you can. If not, then donate, you know, $20 or $10 or $5. Or you can do as the guy from the parking lot I used to park my car at work from. You'd say, "Hello, my friend, you pay $5. And I would always do that every day, every Monday through Friday. I would drive into that parking lot, and that guy would come up to me and say, "Hello, my friend, you pay $5. And I would do it. So, you know, just like me back then, when I would pay $5 to park in that guy's parking lot, if you guys wouldn't mind paying $5 to listen to Republic Broadcasting, that would be great. And then it's also your own choice, you know. I was sort of under duress to do it, but I got to admit. Anyway, so you can also call 1-800-313-9443 if you're out of the country. So without further ado, I'd like to get into some stories. Now, we have the trans shooter. Now, if you go on Google, I do not recommend looking up tranny shooter, okay? Don't do it. You're going to take into the wrong thing. But if you look up trans shooter, I'm not even going to say what you get taken to. Just don't do it. Do not Google tranny shooter, because it's not what you need to be Googling. Okay? You want to look up trans shooter and you'll get some information. So, yeah, I was listening to Corey's Digs today. I don't know if you're familiar with Corey's Digs, but Corey's Lynn does a thing called the Corey's Digs that I heard, you know, a while back from Catherine Austin Fitz and her show. And she refers to Corey's Digs a lot because this woman does a lot of digging into things, and she's dug into things like, you know, the World Economic Forum, BlackRock, their financial ties, all these different corporations, and has really done a great deal of legwork that we can leverage and get a good, solid understanding. So utilize people like Corey's Digs so that you don't have to duplicate your work and go out and research what somebody's already researched. It makes sense, right? Anyway, I was listening to the latest on there, and Corey wasn't actually on it. She had a substitute. A woman usually does it with her. I forgot her name, but they did a great job, and she was discussing with another guy. It's a little bit normie. They don't name the Jews or do anything like that, but they played a clip of, you know, what's really incredible here is, okay, so you have a tranny that shot up and killed some people, including three children. A child who has been incited to violence, and the Jews aren't stopping these people from inciting these children to violence. In fact, I think they're encouraging this, and it's disgusting and unacceptable. You know, the Jews will use any proxy warrior they can, and so now they have the trans movement. So I just want to play this. I'm just going to jump straight to the chase. I'm going to play this clip of this this trans black woman, I guess. I mean, absolutely. Let me just let you hear it for yourself. It's absolutely astonishing that they are, you know, it's them that are inciting the violence. It's them that are encouraging these kids to go out and shoot up schools. And now they want to take the guns away from us? No. See, this is Bolshevism. And once they get successful at that, we're not going to have peace. We're going to get slaughtered. We're going to be murdered, just like we were in Russia in 100 years ago. All right, Mike, let's play this clip.
Trans people in Tennessee, it's time to fucking fight. Trans allies in Tennessee,
wait,
it's
Mike,
time to
wait,
fucking...
Wait, wait. Hey, Mike. Okay, wait. Look, I want to be respectful of the... the no cussing rule. I forgot. This clip's got all kinds of cussing in it. Did you want to like bleep out those cuss words? I think there's one every 2 minutes. Maybe that was enough. I mean, it was just nothing but this over and over saying it's time to go out there. It's time to pretty much kill people. Basically what she's saying. And so it's no wonder you got kids going out there and, shooting, just going on a shooting rampage like this. Trans kids. It's not bad enough that these kids are being manipulated. Their pliable minds are being manipulated in these Jewish controlled mind control programming institutions with this operating system of Judaism, which is what it is. Like, Alfred Schaefer puts it very nicely. Lines of code that are being programmed into the kid's head, just like they are the rest of them. When you sit there and watch the television, lines of code are being programmed into your brain. And then you're following suit. So, well, unfortunately, I forgot there were all those cuss words in it. So, I don't know, maybe we won't play it,
fight
unless
them.
Mike...
Hurt them. If they put their hands on you, beat them. We are at an attack. It's time to fight back. Do you hear me? Trans people in Tennessee, trans men, trans women, non-binary, fight!
Yeah, okay, good enough. All right, so... As you can see,
people in Tennessee, trans men, trans women, non-binary, fight. If they try to arrest you or have you arrested on a felony for existing, beat them.
So, yeah. So she's black, right? And now the Jew is in her brain. The Jew, the same Jew that brought her over, her ancestors over to America. She doesn't care about that. Doesn't care about the fact that she's a slave still. I mean, listen to that. She's a slave. A slave to the Jew, and no different than when she was a slave to the Jew, shackled in chains. And it's not like black people were the only slaves. Look at the slave trade now out of Ukraine.
Team up, gang together, get people who agree with you to come and fight. Carry a weapon at all times.
So, there's a bunch of books. Let me go get my books real quick on the white slave trade. You know, yeah, I want to point this out right now. Because, yeah, I'm looking at them right now. To Hell or Barbados by O'Callaghan. Christian Slaves, Muslim Masters. White Cargo, The Forgotten History of Britain's White Slaves in America. White Slaves, African Masters. So, yeah, folks, there's a whole history of white slavery that's been ignored. Plus, there is a white slave trade that's happening right now that's being ignored. And then you have these slaves to the Jew, these brainwashed, unhinged, mentally ill people that are being incited to violence and inciting our children to violence, inciting them to violence. We are not the ones inciting anyone to violence. We're reasonable people. We're level-headed people. We're pointing out the truth of what's happening. We are seeing the grandiosity of the scam. We're not brainwashed like the rest of the public is, walking around with their face in their phones all day long. I'm in my face in my phone quite a bit, but I'm not in that camp anymore of people walking around brain dead, zombies. It's staggering. We really are in a really interesting spot, and I think a lot of people are waking up. There were even what they were mentioning today on Corey's Digs was there are actual, you know, gay rights groups that are out there speaking out against this horrific call to violence. Well, good. I'm glad that that's happening. I'm glad that cooler heads are prevailing, or the cooler portion of people's brains are prevailing. People realize the agenda. It has gone too far. It has gone way too far. It had gone way too far a long time ago. How much worse does it have to get before people are going to see it for what it is? And that is a proxy war of the Jew who's trying to exterminate white Christians. Christians, namely white Christians. So, I don't know, folks. It's pretty horrific. If you want to call in, it's 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. Take your calls. Love to hear from you. I got a few minutes left here. And I actually have a clip from something I don't usually look at, but somebody sent over something about Mark Milley and the other joint chief. He's the joint chief of staff and the other military leader. I forgot the title, black man. And Matt Gaetz is grilling them about the LGBTQ happening in the military. Mike, I don't think I sent that over to you, but let me grab that real quick, and I think we have time to get through it. Let me see here. Give me 1 second. Okay, I'm not finding it.
Get people who agree with you to come and fight. Carry a weapon at all times. And yes, you have to attack the police officer.
So, yeah. Yes, you have to attack the police officer. So, it's just really in your face. They're not doing anything about it. They're emboldened. There's nothing new happening there. There's no surprise there. I can't tell you anything you haven't heard already with that. All right, Mike, I've got this clip here. I'm going to shoot it to you. So this is pretty interesting, watching the most powerful man in the military being grilled by Matt Gaetz. And I was really impressed with Matt Gaetz, actually. I don't usually follow this, you know, politicians and their, you know, C-SPAN things. But let me see here. Okay, here you go. Mike, let's play this clip right here. General Milley commits to ending drag queen story hour on military basis. Well, that's like nice, but I think he's just trying to save face, to be honest. But let's listen to this for a second here.
Mr. Secretary, you told Senator Schmidt yesterday that if the 8,000-plus service members who've been separated from the military due to the vaccine mandate want to reapply, that they're welcome to do so, but that you would do nothing to solicit their reapplication or to incentivize it. Why is that?
I think it's incumbent upon the individual to make that decision and reapply. The mechanisms are there.
Yeah, but why don't – I mean – you're overseeing a recruiting nightmare in our military right now. These are 8,000 patriots. And by the way, your department broke the law in administering the vaccine mandate. And that's not me saying so. That's the Inspector General for the Department of Defense who wrote on June 2nd of 2022, we found a trend of generalized assessments rather than the individualized assessment that is required by federal law.
The department did not break the law.
You mean the IG mandate, is wrong? You think the IG is wrong?
Mandate,
he says he broke the law.
The lives of a number of
it ruined the lives of a number of people too, and it ruined the lives of people who love our country and want to reenlist. Let me ask you this question: if we direct you by force of law to reengage and incentivize the reenlistment of these folks with full back pay and rank, do you have the capability to follow that instruction?
You put provisions in the law to enable those people to those former service members to reapply in accordance with the service
good. Well, we will do that just like we had to put the repeal of the vax mandate in the law. And I get the sense that the only reason you're not reaching out to these folks is pride, because otherwise they would be totally able to serve. And it seems that your personal pride is getting in the way. So going from the deeply serious things that we're not doing, reengaging these 8,000 folks, to the deeply unserious things that we are doing. Go ahead and put up the first slide. I guess my question is, how much taxpayer money should go to fund drag queen story hours on military bases?
You know, drag queen story hours is not something that the department funds.
Fight! Resist!
That's actually not what the record seems to suggest. You were going to fund one at Ramstein Air Force Base. That one got canceled, but that's DOD insignia. That's a drag queen story hour for children. Then also at Malstrom.
You're gonna die anyways. Them. We are at an attack. It's time to fight back. Do you hear me? Trans people in Tennessee, trans men, trans women, non-binary, fight! If they try to arrest you or have you arrested on a felony for existing, beat them. Team up. Gang together. Get people who agree with you to come and fight. Carry a weapon at all times.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
This is William for Pilgrim. So I'm taking over Jeremy's Friday night slot, and I'm trying over here, trying to do my best job over here. Right now, Mike's not too happy with me because of my microphone situation. So, all right, so we're going to pick up and listen to the video from where we left off. I'm not sure quite where that was because everything got blended together on my end. So, with the going out of the break there. So, sorry about that. Mike, please go ahead.
Military bases. Serious things that we're not doing, re-engaging these 8,000 folks, to the deeply unserious things that we are doing. Go ahead and put up the first slide. I guess my question is, how much taxpayer money should go to fund drag queen story hours on military bases?
You know, drag queen story hours is not something that the department funds.
Well, wait a second. That's actually not what the record seems to suggest. You were going to fund one at Ramstein Air Force Base. That one got canceled, but that's DOD insignia. That's a drag queen story hour for children. Then also at Malmstrom Air Force Base outside of Great Falls, Montana, you had a drag queen story hour for kids. At the Joint Base Langley Eustis, you put on a drag queen story hour on a Saturday for the first ever kid-friendly diversity, equity, inclusion summer festival. And at Nellis Air Force Base, you had the Drag You Nellis on June 17th. Who funded these things, Mr. Secretary?
Listen, drag shows are not something that the Department of Defense supports or funds.
But wait, why are they happening on military bases? I just showed you the evidence. Why are they happening?
I will say again, this is not something that we support or fund.
So you think hosting a drag queen story hour on a military base isn't supporting the drag queen story hour?
I stand by what I just said.
But you may stand by it, but it's belied by the evidence over and over again. I mean, are you aware of the piece? Biden's military, Air Force Base in Montana holds drag show, drag queen story hour for kids in the Western Journal. Are you aware of that?
Again, I will say what I've said before.
You're saying what you're saying, but I guess it just doesn't comport with the facts. General Milley, this will be my last time to question you. You mentioned 2 years ago that you wanted to better understand white rage. And so my question is this. Did you read this book?
No, not at all.
What is White Privilege is the book, and it's actually written by a DOD official, a senior official in diversity, equity, and inclusion, and there are now hundreds of these books in dozens of schools, and I wonder if you guys connect this to your problems with recruiting.
I've never read it, never seen it. Frankly, I don't even think about that stuff. I think about
Go ahead and put up the next slide.
The readiness of the force.
Go ahead and put up the next slide, please. Okay, well, in the next slide, this is a tweet by one of your employees in charge of diversity, equity, and inclusion, and it's patently racist. They say that she had to give Karen the business, that she talks about caudacity, presumably of Caucasian people. So I guess,
terrible.
Why does the... why is that person...
Like, you're not going to get an argument from me. That's terrible. It's wrong. She shouldn't be doing that, period.
Should she be fired?
I don't... That's a DOD employee, not U.S. military uniform.
Should they be fired, Secretary Austin?
Again, as you heard in your subcommittee here, this incident was investigated, and
they're still employed. Mr. Chairman, I have a series of unanimous consent requests since my time has expired.
Without objection.
First is Joint Base Langley Eustis holds drag show at kid-friendly festival. And the next is U.S. military defends drag show at largest training center as, quote, essential to morale. And the next is Nellis Air Force Base hosts first ever drag queen show, essential to morale and readiness. That's a Breitbart piece. And finally, Ramstein cancels library's drag queen story time for Pride Month following criticism.
Without objection, so ordered. Gentleman's time has expired.
Can I get copies of those? Because I'd like to take a look at those myself, actually. Take a look and find out what actually is going on there. Because that's the first I'm hearing about that kind of stuff. I don't read those news stories. I don't know what you're talking about. I'd like to take a look at those because I don't agree with those.
Well, they're now in the official record.
I think those things shouldn't be happening. Period.
Thank you. Thank you for that admission.
Great.
I would like to point out, Chairman, that our students in DODEA schools scored the highest on the eighth graders and fourth graders scored the highest in math and reading in the country. So I want to thank all of our DODEA professionals who made that possible, and I encourage them to keep it up.
Well, I hope you're not thanking that one.
Yeah. Gentlemen, time's expired.
All right. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Who's in charge? Not those clowns. Neither of those two clowns are in charge at all. All right. We're going up on the break. We'll be right back. I'll give you some comments.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Comments on that video. You got Matt Gaetz up there grilling the two clowns who clearly don't control what's going on in the military.
I don't know anything about that. No.
And then you have Millie saying,
I don't know what's going on there.
And then you have that other guy. Sorry, I don't remember his name. I need to learn. The black man with the deep voice.
That's not happening. I stand by my story. That's not happening. And how dare you even ask me that question?
He reminds me of, obviously, the guy who played Darth Vader. was his name? James Earl Jones. A little bit. I'm sorry to insult you, James Earl Jones. So, yeah, it's disgusting. Disgusting. No accountability. None. And right in their face, too.
We don't support that, no.
Clearly you do. And clearly you're not doing anything. And clearly you're not in charge of our military. So who is in charge? Who is pulling the strings? Who is calling the shots in the military? I wonder who it is that these guys actually talk to behind the scenes. Do they have black hats? Are they directly talking to Jewish bankers? You know what? Who are these clowns answering to specifically? And they sure do. They sure don't make it easy for us to find that out, do they? Not in any of these multifaceted, multi-pronged assault weapons. U.S. military against the people. U.S. military, the banking system, the media, entertainment, school, academia. What else? They control all of it. So we just have to start yelling about it, like we're doing now. And we got to get loud about it, and we got to make sense. We need to make sense. All right, so I got Vinny in Indiana calling in. Hey, Vinny, it's really good to hear from you. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I kind of want to respond to questions that came up earlier in the week about this shooting in Nashville and whether or not it was real or not. And I think it was real. I think, there's so many things that are that in this scenario do not help the left. I mean, this is an unstable woman with tranny tendencies, and she was most likely, she was seeing a psychiatrist. Whether or not she was also being treated with testosterone is a good question, because that can cause, some really erratic behavior. Because, like I said, it testosterone is, when it's given to women, it can break down into estrogens, which make them even hyper emotional and irrational. But the narrative just doesn't fit. I mean, they're trying to hide her manifesto, because I don't think it's going to be very, very positive to the left's agenda. And it reminds me of this case here in Indiana. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Vinny.
Well, it reminds me of the case here just the last, it was either late July or early August, at the Greenwood Park Mall shooting, where this young man, he was 20 years old, I think, and his last name was Safferman, which is a very Jewish name. If you look up Safferman, it's almost, the only Saffermans that we could find were Jewish names. Several rabbis had that name. And, his father was Jewish. He was raised in Indianapolis, but I don't believe his mother was, so I don't know if he was actually raised Jewish. But he had his own manifesto, and they're quoting great replacement theory and all this sort of stuff. And he goes into the Greenwood Park Mall, the food court. And he comes out of the food court. He actually gets encountered with one Hispanic man. The Hispanic man actually had a gun on him. He had a legal firearm and tried to protect himself. And he was shot by Safferman first. Then he comes out and he shoots two more Hispanics. So I think, this guy, and he was known, this guy was known to law enforcement. The FBI had, there were people who had said that he was unstable. He had a presence on the internet, that he would have been known to the FBI. But, miraculously, another young man from Seymour, Indiana, he was there with his girlfriend. He pulled his firearm and shot him from 40 yards away with a 9mm, dropped him before he could come out of the and start blazing with an AR-style, two AR-style rifles. at the food rest of the food courts. It was just a complete miracle that this wasn't a horrific tragedy. But that thing got completely swept under the rug. I mean, the media paid absolutely no attention to this story because it didn't fit the narrative. So in these cases where it doesn't fit the left's narrative and it gets dropped, and they're trying to drop this Nashville story, we're covering it, the alternative media is covering it, but the regular media is not covering it at all. Thank God they got this Trump indictment now to get it out of the news cycle. But, I mean, they're not going to say anything about it. So in those cases, I think those are real cases. Those are not fake. Something like cases where I have real problems with the story is like Sandy. I mean, when Sandy came out, there were a lot of really intelligent people in law enforcement. I mean, some of the documentaries on Sandy Hook are just really well done. This Wolfgang Halbig, and there was a whole group of anonymous people who put together all this information. There's some, two- and three-hour documentaries on these things, and they're just, they point out that so many of these parents are part-time actors. They literally are, failed actors. And they talked about how much money the Sandy Hook community has gotten from the federal government. And, that story, to me, stinks to high heaven. Another one that stinks to high heaven is the Boston bombing because, the Sinaroff brothers were known to law enforcement. And, the one brother was involved in drug trafficking and all sorts of things. So, the question was, were they sheep-dipped to push this bombing? And they're all, I mean, some of the documentaries on the Boston bombing, really, I mean, these are well done. When in case of the Boston bombing in Sandy Hook, after later on, they bring in somebody like Alex Jones to kookify the whole thing. I mean, Alex Jones, he's trying to make money and all this sort of thing. He's not an expert. He's not a guy. He's not a researcher. He's a media personality. And then once he got involved with it, they really came out against, and they said anybody who's a Sandy Hook denier is just, horrible, and, we need to they went after, they put all these law firms against Wolfgang Halbig. He was a police officer. He had been an expert consultant on school safety and destroyed him, financially bankrupted him. And then they finally went against Alex Jones to kind of settle, to prevent anybody from investigating these cases. So, I don't know if you're familiar with, have you ever heard of Cass Sunstein?
No.
Cass Sunstein works for Obama, and he was a high level administration advisor to Obama, and he wrote these papers on how to counter the alternative media, and he came up with this idea of I can't remember the terms he used. He wrote a very famous paper, if you look him up. But he said, the way to counter questions about conspiracy theories, whether it's like the Oklahoma City bombing or Waco or anything like that, is to, Mike Rivero used this term, try to kookify it. Like there's a lot of great stuff written on Waco, how horrible it was and how the ATF and the FBI were, just criminal. But, they take the person who, they'll take somebody who did, maybe that one person did some good research on it, but they went a little bit too far, like claiming that the FBI used flamethrowers to start the fire. That doesn't have any grounds. I mean, but there's all, yes, they used automatic weapons, they pumped in CS gas, they did, they knew they attacked on a really high, very, very dry, windy day when the chances of fire were extremely high, and they were told not to do it on that by the fire department. They were going to have a huge fire risk. I mean, all of that has been incredibly well documented. But they take the one person who pushes the case too far and says they used flamethrowers. Well, you got to prove that. And that's what Cass Steenson is, and like with 9/11, they say, well, no planes were used. It was holograms or micro nukes or, you know, they push the most extreme scenarios that are least likely or hardest to prove in order to drive normies from looking into the issue.
I mean, the
biggest issue with 9/11 is what the hell were the dancing Israelis doing?
Right. Right. So let me just stop you. You've made some fantastic points, and I really appreciate you bringing this cogent array of points to the front here, and the way that you've laid them out is brilliant. Now, I would like to, you cited Sandy Hook, and I don't mean to go off on a tangent on Sandy Hook, but I do have the book by Jim Fetzer, Nobody Died at Sandy Hook. And there's a chapter called The Top 10 Reasons Sandy Hook Was an Elaborate Hoax. And I'm just going to read them. I'm just going to read the 10 reasons. First one, proof of death has been suppressed. Okay, they suppressed the proofs of death, the certificates. It made it difficult to get that information. And then number two, emergency protocols were not followed. Okay. Number three, drill protocols were followed instead. Number four, there was foreknowledge of the event. Number five, there were contradictory reports about the weapons. Number six, Adam Lanza cannot have done the shooting. Maybe I should read a little bit about this here. Let me read a little bit about that there. One little paragraph. Adam Lanza reported a frail young man weighing 112 pounds with Asperger's syndrome is said to have carried massive weaponry on his person when he shot his way into the Sandy Hook school and proceeded to kill 26 people and then himself. Then this after he supposedly killed his mother before driving to the school. It should, of course, be noted that Adam Lanza was initially listed in the Social Security Death Index as having died on December 13, 2012, one day before the alleged shooting. Interesting. Number seven, key participants displayed inappropriate behavior. You remember the guy that they were interviewing? And he was like, he was clearly acting.
He was an actor.
Robbie Parker. Yeah.
He was an actor in real life.
Yeah, like crisis actors, right?
Yeah.
The whole number bunch eight.
Of them were in the entertainment and failed entertainment people.
Right. Number eight, photos at the scene and victims looked staged or fake. Let's see. Minute this school was old and closed down. It had been closed down for like months or years.
Yeah,
number
it had
nine.
Mold all over it.
Yeah. I mean, the classrooms were inoperable. They were filled with storage. Number nine, the crime scene was completely destroyed. Something. Kind of the same thing that happened 9/11. Everything got taken away. All of the steel got sold to China. No investigation was allowed. Number 10, deceased children sang at the Super Bowl. Are you serious? Wow, that's one I didn't remember reading about. So I got to get back in this book and read it. I know that they don't want anybody having this book. Probably come kick my door down and try to kill me because of this book. Well, I'll be ready. But,
They didn't let Spencer present his case. They totally took it. He never got his day in court, and they engaged in massive lawfare against him to bankrupt him.
Oh, yeah, Jim Fetzer? You talk about Jim Fetzer? Yeah, he was stonewalled every turn he went. It's disgusting what happened to him. It was a complete travesty of justice. Absolutely.
And they did the same thing to Wolfgang Holberg. Yeah. Holberg, or what his name is. Yeah. The Florida police officer, Vietnam veteran, he was a consultant on school safety. He traveled all over the country advising schools on school safety.
Yeah. Well, all right, Vinny, listen, thank you for the call. I got two. I got Tom in Utah and Dan in Washington I got to take.
All right, have a good night.
But thanks a lot, bud. You take care.
Bye.
All right. Tom in Utah. Tom, welcome.
Hi, I'll really compress because Dan is a good source of information, but I just wanted to tell you, if I can be a little facetious, I think they need to move the Oscars from Hollywood to Washington, D.C., although the actors of the winners would be uglier than the ones in Hollywood. But having spent five winters, 2004, 5, 9, 10, and 11, 2 months each time, and spoken to every single senator, every single representative, and Barack Obama, including, oh, what's his name, Joseph Biden, as well as Hillary Clinton. It's all theater. The sad thing, it's theater of tyrants.
I agree.
I was glad you were playing that interview with the military leadership. In fact, I did have the privilege of talking to Michael Flynn. He was the only one that was with any integrity or intelligence in the Pentagon.
Yeah, that was and the man that I was comparing to James Earl Jones was in apologizing to James Earl Jones is the Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. A disgrace to our country.
Yeah, in fact, if you get a chance, the issue that I was taking there is under the webpage called Gassing America, where I opened up the poisoning of 34 million. And they were not very appreciative of my information. In fact, I was, biologically readjusted a little bit while I was there. But anyway, take a look at gassingamerica.com. That was an issue that took me to D.C. I'd been there before defending families that have been losing their kids. But the sad realization is that it is all theater. And like you said in these interviews, like with, what's his name, Rand Paul, same thing. These guys don't know how to answer. They don't answer. They don't want to incriminate themselves.
Yeah, they don't answer. They don't answer at all. Yep, that's
all
exactly
right, I'll let you go.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate the call.
Yeah.
Take care.
Okay, see you later.
Bye-bye. Hey, we got Dan in Washington. Dan, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Tom. Yeah, I appreciate that. I try to be a decent source. I've actually been to that website, Gassing America. It's pretty good as well. A lot of good information on there. I noticed that truckers, the new trucks, all the exhaust pipes are under the cab, and I always kind of wondered why if a guy is sleeping in his truck and the exhaust pipe just shoots right under the cab, doesn't that carbon go up into the bunk, you know? And I've had some nights where, you know, you feel like you got hit in the head with a hammer, but all the exhaust. But anyway, when you asked, you know, who's in charge, it just made me think, you know, you got Mayorkas with the open borders, the Merrick Garland with the, you know, persecuting white people, basically, and just totally pushing the agenda. And you got the CDC, Lewinsky. I think basically everyone in the cabinet, it just made me think, you know, every Saturday, they probably all go to the same synagogue. So they probably all go put the little hat on their head, go to the same synagogue. And then guess who's at the synagogue? Oh, well, there's Larry Fink of BlackRock, right? What, $15 trillion in assets? And then you got, you know, Janet Yellen, the Treasury Department. So
might just be me, Dan, but you sound a million miles away. Can you get closer to the mic?
Okay, sorry about that. Did you hear?
That's
anyway,
me. That's me trying to turn
okay
him
now?
Down because you're chirping at me, dude.
Oh, okay. Let me mute. Sorry.
Just go ahead.
You hear me? Okay. Oh, okay. Well, anyway, I don't know what you missed. I had my whole thing lined up, but well, so you got Mayorkas. With the Homeland Security, you got Janet Yellen, Treasury Secretary. You got Merrick Garland. Basically, the entire cabinet probably every Saturday goes to meet with Larry Fink of BlackRock, and they get their orders what to do. And I think, you know, BlackRock, Larry Fink was on the news like about a year or two ago when Trump actually, when immigration actually stopped for a while. And Larry Fink just said, no, we can't have less immigration. We got to have more immigration. And I think that's all that needed to be said. And they all just go to work.
Dan, I think you're hitting the nail right on the head, to be honest with you. I think you're not too far off the mark. You know, we know that the way that the power structure is set up is that Richard Kerry was mentioning today he doesn't believe that there's one head of the snake, and yeah, I don't think there is either. I think it's a basic general consensus that they've all come to, and that they reinforce in their synagogue sermons that they go to, where they talk in generalities about the goals they have. You hear that rabbi speaking about how all white Europeans are Amalek. And that's really scary and disgusting, and that Amalek needs to be wiped off, literally wiped off the face of the earth. So, you know, they're promoting genocide of white people. So these people know generally what they need to go do in their positions, and what, you know, when they go and they get reinvigorated at a synagogue, or they go to a party and talk amongst each other, how's it all going? They even have it on video sometimes. Some of these discussions they have, these conventions, they have endless deep pockets. They have endless organizations. They got the 50 Council of 50 major Jewish organizations, including HIAS, which is the Hebrew International Aid Society, which is the NGO that funnels in pressures for a mass immigration, unlimited and never ending stream of immigrants. So I think you've answered my question really pretty well there, Dan. I appreciate that.
Thanks. That's how I forgot about what's her name that was pushing created the war in Ukraine. She's another
Victoria Newland.
Yeah, Victoria Newland. Yeah. So it'd be interesting if you could be a fly on the wall. And I wonder if they all do go to the same synagogue, and maybe there's a chief rabbi we don't know about, like, kind of, you know, they all go to and discuss things with.
But, Alfred Schaefer brings up a great point about Judaism being an operating system. And I think it's more about that. That's what it is. You know, they're following an operating system more than there's a central person. So we're at the end of the show. Dan,
thanks
a lot
for taking the call. Thanks.
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining the Punch Bowl. And I hope you guys have a great weekend. And we'll see you next week.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.